question. You have them. Let's open up the mailbag in today's Godcast Q&A.
Hello, everybody. Frank and Christina Sasso here, coming at you with a very special July 4th event.
What is it?
It's the Godcast Q&A, recorded right here at Pine Creek Gorge in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
We are recording this question and answer segment whilst on vacation.
For the 4th of July.
That's correct. And yet, Podcastia, we have you on our minds.
Yes.
With your questions.
Having a cup of coffee.
And some donuts.
And some donuts.
Very healthy. Speaking of coffee, the first question here is from Loving Lattes.
Okay, I love lattes.
I love coffee. I get the feeling the podcast people like coffee because of the podcast cover art.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, how much coffee can I drink in a day before it's seen as the sin of addiction? My pastor says my whole focus is sin. The fact that I'm asking about it means that I'm not thinking about Jesus, and I'm thinking more about my interest in hanging on to the coffee sin. Please help me. I can't start my day without my coffee. Doesn't Jesus understand?
I believe that Jesus understands, but I don't think you should focus on sin. So if that's what your pastor is saying, I would agree with that, because sin has already been taken care of. So you don't want to focus on sin. You want to focus on Jesus's redemptive work.
Yes, exactly.
I don't think there's anything wrong with having multiple cups of coffee throughout your day.
Right.
However, I think if you feel that you can't get through the day without a cup of coffee, maybe it might be a little bit of like an idol. Not an addiction. You know, it's just something that you just could be aware of and say, well, maybe I should cut down a little bit. But coffee in and of itself is not a sin.
No, it's not. The love of it might
be. The love of anything other than Jesus as, you know, the thing that's going to get you by. Like, coffee is not going to get you by. It's nice. It's so many things revolve around it that make it nice and make it pleasurable and all that. And God loves that. But not to replace Jesus with coffee,
right,
which I don't think is what this person is saying. I mean, how many cups of coffee you have in a day?
Yeah, if you're having 17 cups of coffee a day, I would say there's an issue maybe.
I think I have maybe at most 5 cups a day.
Really?
At most, and that's rare.
Okay.
I think at the least, very least, I have 1 to 2 cups a day.
Okay.
That's at the very least.
It's all about the second cup anyway.
Right, but also then you have your like 3 o'clock cup.
Right, maybe like this.
And now we're having one and it's, I don't know what time it is.
it's,
they just finished the fireworks,
right,
which we missed.
It's actually 9:45.
And yeah, so I think I had 4 cups today.
And the reason that we use a coffee cup as the podcast artwork is because we feel that that is very symbolic of relationship, of intimacy. It's like, hey, let's go grab a cup of coffee together. You know, at least in New York.
Right, we sit, like, we take
a
moment.
Cup of coffee together, yeah. And
talk.
A cool way to illustrate relationship and intimacy with God. So.
Right.
All right, I hope that helps you. Joe Jokin' You, 2017. Is Taylor Swift saved? I have no idea.
I don't know.
I barely know who
I was just
going to
say
is.
That myself. Myself.
Sounds like Bella.
I have no idea. I can't even tell you what song she sings.
I don't really. I have no clue.
Sorry.
Sorry about that, Joe Jokin' You.
I don't know. But, you know, people say they're saved. There have been people that say they're Christian, and I kind of cringe because it's like, no, please don't say
Don't say you're Christian.
Christian.
Because the way they act, the way they talk.
Right.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
All right.
So who knows? Just because they say it doesn't mean that they really are walking it out in their heart.
Right.
But whatever. Who are we to judge?
This next one is very cool. Hello, my friends from across the pond. Captain Britain here.
Ooh, yoo-hoo. Hello.
Greetings again from Cambridge.
Hello.
Greetings again from Cambridge. To answer your question, the line, "We roll deep," is from the program The Wrong Mans with James Corden and Matthew Bainton. The funny thing about this question is that I knew Matthew Baton.
Really?
When we both attended a clown school near Paris.
Whoa!
My interest took me into my current vocation and him into performing and acting. When I heard you say that Captain Britain would know this, I was gobsmacked. Talk about the prophetic. Amazing.
Wow.
That
how
is cool.
Cool.
All right. Well, Professor. Yeah. The,
I was just thinking we should now ask him another trivia question, but it's okay.
The wrong man. That's right. And he, like, yes. He knew that. I
binged watched
I
that.
I love that he was in a circus school, a clown school.
Clown school.
With, I guess there's the other guy, Matthew.
Right, right, right.
Is that, mm-hmm. Is that how I pronounce that right?
I don't know.
B-A-Y-N-T-O-N? Bainton? Good stuff, Captain Britain.
Yes.
So you're not a clown anymore, I guess. Okay.
Oh,
clown
interesting.
School. I don't know about clowns, man.
Well,
they freak me out a little bit.
In Paris, that's cool.
It says just near Paris.
Oh, near Paris. That's very cool. Hmm. Wow, man of many.
Yeah, Captain Britain.
Quite a superhero. There, many.
Maybe his clown persona is part of his superhero.
Well, thing. I find it interesting that he's a teacher, a professor.
Of theology.
Because I think teachers are frustrated performers.
Oh, absolutely.
I actually said that in class the other day.
Yes, you were telling me.
As I was singing.
Great.
Through my whatever. Like, I'm just a frustrated performer.
Well, that's cool, Captain Britain. We're proud of you. That's right. The wrong man.
Yes,
that's
very
that, that's
good. Woo!
Next question is from...
Oh, and I'm sorry we're celebrating 4th of July Independence Day.
Yeah, sorry you're still under the thumb of the queen.
Oh,
you can tell
shucks.
That queen to kiss my shiny white honey. We're free.
No. Oh, imagine if we were still one of the colonies.
Yeah, oh, well.
Oh, well.
No, we're free. Thank you. Next question is from Mona the Moaner.
Okay.
I played the episode where Frank talks about the presidential election having no effect on God's kingdom and wanted to ask who he voted for. If it was Hillary, was that his way of coping? If it were Bernie Sanders, was that his way of coping? Or did he vote for Trump? Either way, I thought it was a good episode. Mona the Moaner, I'm going to give you more reason to moan. I ain't telling you who I voted for because that wasn't even the point. And it wasn't my way of coping.
What does that mean? I don't understand.
I guess was what my message about if I voted for Hillary and she didn't win, was that my way of coping that she didn't win? I'm assuming that's what that means.
I don't know.
Or Bernie Sanders?
I don't know.
No, I'm not telling you who I voted for because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
What do you think about mayonnaise? It doesn't matter what you think about mayonnaise. Cried today, oh. Cried, the number two, day hyphen O.
Okay.
Cried to day O. I love the locomotive love episode with Christina. Why doesn't she do more shows alone? ! Exclamation point. That story about the person on the train had me hysterical crying and has brought me to a new place in God.
Oh, that was a really favorite one of mine, too.
That
one of my favorites.
The,
so many of the ones that we hear that people get saved is, are my favorite ones.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was a good one.
This next one is from Bella and Me, Myself and I. Is that Christina doing the voice of Bella the dog? That show is my new favorite show to listen to when I'm alone. I love the episode about Slippery Pete and Bella meeting Jesus on the train and how Daddy-O gets annoyed. Daddy-O-O-H. It's Daddy hyphen O. That's it. No H.
Bella. She's so good.
Yeah, well, I wish, you know, Bella's very busy. She can't be answering
Bella
emails,
just ate a chocolate
she
donut.
She just ate a chocolate donut right
she
off my plate.
Stole it.
Stole it from my plate. Yeah. Anyway, it's going to be interesting
later
on. Okay. This next one is from Bravo Miser. After months and months of negativity on Facebook, I was able to share this episode with my Facebook crowd. Nobody, not even Christians, was speaking about the obvious satanic presence covering the presidential campaign. Horrendous and embarrassing the way a lot of us have been acting toward each other. No matter who you voted for, none of that should matter in the body.
Right.
I had an agnostic friend listen to that episode, and he is now much more open to listening to the gospel.
Oh,
pray
man.
For Greenwich to meet Jesus.
Amen, yes.
Okay, Greenwich, hear us now in the spirit.
Yes.
We declare that you will not only meet Jesus, you will preach his word from now until the time he comes in Jesus' name.
And not that's not, we can't override anybody's free will. So we could just pray.
No.
Just declare it.
Just declare it.
And, yeah. And speak it into existence.
Amen. Next one is from Thumbnail 1990. This podcast is what keeps me in the church. It's a lifeline to me.
Oh. Wow.
Living in rural Southeast Kansas, having this connection to the cutting-edge, forward-looking thinkers, writers, and leaders in the church makes it possible for me to continue as a follower of Jesus, this podcast included. Frank and Christina want to answer this question. Okay. The want is in caps.
Okay.
How long do I pray before I see something happen? Isn't it not walking in faith if I keep praying for it?
Okay.
That's the question.
All right, well.
How long
until you see it?
But then isn't it not walking in faith if you keep praying for it?
No. Okay, so here's the thing.
No.
So let's say you're believing for a house. You put your petition forward. You ask for what you want. You know, be as specific as you can be. And also leave room for God to put his spin on it, because what he has planned for you is even better than what you think you want. So allow him to step in and have his will. All right, so now you've asked for it. Okay, this is what I want. I want a house. Now, from that point on, you have to believe that it's already a done deal. As soon as you've asked for it, you've received it. In the spirit, it's already yours. Now, you just have to use your faith to bring it from the spirit realm into the natural realm. And you do that by speaking it as much as you can, as speaking it like, thank you, Lord, for my new house. Thank you, Lord. I'm so happy that I'm getting a new house. I'm so looking forward to walking into that front. So you're not praying and asking every time. Because why would you ask for something you already have?
Right.
So you have to kind of establish that in your natural mind,
right,
that you already have it. So if you've already received something, you actually see it tangible in your hands, you wouldn't keep asking for it. You just thank the person.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Right.
So think of it that way. So as soon as you've asked for it, God's answer is yes and amen. So it's yours. So now all you have to do is keep thanking him.
And that's a form of praying. Keep thanking.
Right, yeah, right. Absolutely. So just, and it's also builds your faith. And the more your faith is built, the more you're bringing that now into fruition.
Faith muscle.
Right.
Absolutely. Cool. All right, thumbnail. Good. Listener of your dreams. This is from the listener of our dreams. Okay. The podcast network is a brilliant idea. Question: how did Frank meet Shane? Shane is the host for the Thursday show, Secret Refuge. Oh, thanks for letting me know who Shane is.
She is letting the listeners know.
All right. Well, listen, listener of our dreams.
Okay.
I am not going to answer that question. You go back to episode 1 of The Secret Refuge. Shane explains the whole thing about how
there
met.
You go.
There you go. I'm not going to.
Secret Refuge. That's your first episode.
Because right now, I'm thinking you're the lazy listener of our dreams. That's right.
No.
I said it. I'm challenging listener of our dream.
Maybe listener of our dream doesn't know that episode is out there where he explains it.
She knows the name Shane, and how did Frank meet Shane? How did he know?
Well, maybe she knows Shane. There's a million things going on here. You don't know.
All right. Well, basically, we met on the internet. We never actually met in person, believe it or not. But we've had a very, very deep, meaningful relationship. We still do. On the phone, on the app called Voxer, on email, on text.
Hopefully meet them soon.
We're going to meet them very soon in the flesh. So.
Yes.
But he explains the whole thing in episode 1 of The Secret Refuge. So
I would
check that out and subscribe to that show. Smog8412, my 5-year-old wants a Bella and Me episode with Slippery Peter. It's actually Slippery Pete, but okay.
Slippery
Peter. That's the... It's official. His real name is Peter.
Well, we've actually been talking about that. I know Bella wants to have him on the show.
Yeah, and boy, I wish Bella was available for a comment. But I don't even know where she is, actually. And this is not a big house.
Let me see. Anyway. I think she's in Zoe's bed.
Is she?
Yep.
Oh, she is. Okay. All right. She's out.
Sound asleep.
She's down. She swam in the river today with Zoe. They were walking around.
They swam in the river. They were not really loving that too much. But.
No.
So Slippery Pete will make an appearance.
Yeah, and so will Slippery Peter.
Yes, yes. in the near future.
And hopefully he'll be able to explain his whole deal, because I'm just without words for that. All I know is that he's an alligator. Okay, this next one, interesting name. Round one, round two, round three. Wonderful that this ministry podcast 7 times a week. That is unheard of. It actually is unheard of. So good. Does Frank get embarrassed when the other podcasters talk about him?
A little bit. Sometimes.
It's very humbling. It's very nice. But, yeah, sometimes I get a little, like, you know, it's not needed, but I appreciate it. Okay. Nap time 2066. I have an idea. Can Frank and Christina answer it for me? Okay, shoot. The idea is an app that quizzes you on Bible knowledge. You type in the book and chapters you just read, and over the next 5 days, the app texts you random questions about what you've read. Is this a good idea? I would make it free, but sponsor-driven. That's a cool idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
It's kind of cool because it's like almost like a game.
Yeah, you put in what you read, and then for the next week, it texts you randomly.
Right.
Questions about what you
and
got.
I think
it's a
good
way
keeps,
to learn.
Yeah, and I think it keeps it fresh in your mind.
Like, yeah.
Because I know, like, if I'm reading a scripture and I have the thought, I want to meditate on this, and then it gets away from me. But so this will be like a constant reminder, like, oh, yeah, that's right, I was reading, you know, 1 Corinthians. And then it asks you a question, you're like, oh, man, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
So did I really absorb it?
Right,
it's
right.
It's cool. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea. If you have the programming to do it and the wherewithal, then as soon as it's ready, man, give us
let us know.
Give us an email or whatever. We'll totally promote that for you.
And Christians should be coming up with these good ideas.
Yeah,
so
that's a really good idea.
Take that as like a idea from the Holy Spirit.
This next one is from Booker T. General.
Hmm.
How do I write a book about my journal? Hmm. Sounds like you already wrote it. If it's your journal, it's already written. I mean, I'm assuming Booker T. General is asking this because of...
He has a journal.
Because I have 2 books that were my journal.
Is it Booker T. Journal or General?
Booker T. General. Sorry. What did I say?
No. You said
Journal. Oh, I did.
I'm getting confused.
Booker T. Journal. I like that we just changed the person's name.
No, but what's the process? Like, let's say, all right, so... He has a journal that he wants to turn into
a book.
I can
only explain what my process was.
Well,
okay. I took my journal that I hand wrote. I just took that, put it into some kind of word processing software like Word or Google Docs or any of those. And
so you transcribed.
I transcribed it to digital form.
Okay.
Then after it's transcribed digitally, you can go to any online service that can produce a Kindle version or a hard copy version of your document with a cover and everything, and then get it up
and
online.
They're out there,
and
right?
That's
you
it. They're out there. Yeah.
You
Google
that.
Them. Research that. Research. You know.
What would you put into Google to find something like that?
Writing a book online or online book service.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. Yeah. You know, I would.
So they could do either a Kindle book or a hard copy book.
Right. Sure.
And the book, they could produce the book as they need it.
Some Meaning, of the, like, some of these services need, produce the book as they come in, as the, you know, order.
Like
order,
you don't need to you know, order 1,000 books. You could just
you order one book, and then they print it and drop ship it, and you get the residuals. Or
so
the,
that's out there
the
too. That is service. Available. That,
yes,
yeah,
it's all out there. It's all out there. So actually, and you know, you want to, you know, what I would do first actually is after I digitize the book, meaning after I transcribe it into digital form, I would use one of these services. I would use one of their templates because do you want your book to be 6x9? Do you want it by 8x10? You pick the size, then you format your digital document to that size. And a lot of these templates you can download and just, you know, fit it to that. I would also recommend, if you don't have the time or the skill set or whatever, to hire one of these services to format it for you so that you don't have to worry about it.
And make sure you spell check and grammar check.
Oh, yeah, because that seems like, like a never-ending thing.
When I see a Christian book with misspellings and grammar...
I know. It's like, did you even care to check this?
It just looks really cheesy.
Yeah.
So make sure you do that.
Last question. Stumped and confused. Is it true that Frank once animated for Ren and Stimpy? Yes, it is. If so, how does he explain himself that he's a Christian? That show was disgusting and a lot of sexual innuendo. First of all, it was late 80s, early 90s. I was not saved. I was not a Christian. I was just a stupid kid, you know, working for a company, and I was doing what they told me to do. I mean, it's called having a past. Do you not have one of those?
And having a job.
And having a job. I mean, you know, I did what I did. So I'm not crazy about some of the stuff I did, even beyond Ren and Stimpy. But, you know, it's called having a past. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not, you know, it is what it is. I know you hate that saying, but that's...
Do you know I have never watched Ren and Stimpy? I mean, I know what they look like. I'm not interested, to be honest.
Whatever.
Look, the only cartoon I like, Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
That's it. I didn't even know that. That's about it. But whatever.
Yeah. I like The Tick.
Tick. You used to love The Tick.
Yeah, I like that.
That was funny stuff. So I hope you can forgive me there, stumped and confused. But, you know, I do have a past. I know, it's shocking.
I think we as humans and Christians really, like, hammer the whole sin thing. And God's like, can we get past this already?
Yeah, like, didn't I do enough by sending my son to die?
Yeah, can we get past the sin and start living your life to the fullest?
Right, as the righteousness of God?
And especially looking at someone else's sin and pointing the finger.
I mean, you know, stumped and confused. I'm not beating you up, but I'm just using this as an example. It's like, come on, that's what you're going to... Oh, he animated for Ren and Stimpy. So what? Yeah, and?
Yeah, so...
You know.
Don't point the finger unless you take the finger out of your own eye.
What? Wait a minute. Don't point the finger at someone else unless you can take the finger out of your own eye. That's a new twist on the old saying. I think that's what Jesus had in mind. It must have came out wrong when he said it.
No.
But, yeah, so...
You get my drift.
It's all good there. Stumped and confused. All right?
I'm
love
excited
you.
That somebody likes Bella and me.
Yeah, so some five-year-old somewhere wants a Slippery Peter episode.
Do you hear that, Bella? Where are you, Bella? Do you hear it?
Bella, are you sleeping?
What is... Oh, are you, Mama.
Are you sleeping?
Mama, what are you... I'm
Bella, we had a question about you. Not really a question, but somebody wrote in saying my 5-year-old would like an episode with Slippery Peter in it.
Slippery Peter?
It's Slippery. Slippery. Why don't you go back to sleep,
I'm
Bella?
I'm tired.
Go back to sleep.
I'm too tired to... Can I talk to you tomorrow?
Sure, that's no problem.
Good night.
Good night. Okay, so anyway, we're going to close this session
so
out.
She's so tired.
I know, it's just amazing. And that's about it. So we would like to say happy 4th of July. Be safe, be fun, be merry, be blessed. And remember, we love you. God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.
Stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from the History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.